Well, let's start with that. Camp is always a grind, so we're like 10 days in now or whatever. How are you feeling? How are things going?
Yeah, it's just the typical camp soreness. You know, everybody's going through it out here. So, you know, everybody, I guess you could say we're feeling good, but everybody's at the same level, really, how we're feeling and everything like that. So it's just
usually what it is, about 10 days in, it's just long days and hard days. Got a day off tomorrow, that's probably good.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll have, like, you know, I'll be in the training room, everybody else will be in there, just making sure we get our bodies back and ready to go for Monday and everything.
Yeah. So tell me about playing next to, I mean, we talked in the spring a little bit about flipping the lines, and you were saying how new it was, how, you know, shuffling left is a little different because you haven't done it, and how, you know, how is that all coming along now in the fall camp?
Compared to spring, it's 10 times, like, easier, not as much of a thinking process. There's still a couple, like, hiccups, I guess, I'll have a little bit, especially just switching sides. It's just, you know, just that whole changing the stance type of thing and making sure, you know, instead of putting my right hand down when I'm on the left, it's my left hand and those things. So it's kind of a little bit of a thought process. It still hasn't, like, become fully natural. But at the end of the day, like, it's, like I said, it's a lot more comfortable to do.
So you're playing next to Teddy last year, and it looks like Nick's going to be next to you this year. How's that going? How do you guys feel about your side?
It's one of those things that's a little different for me. Last year, the past 2 years really with Teddy, it was kind of like I come to the line and it was kind of like he just kind of made the calls. I didn't wouldn't let me make a call at all. He kind of was the boss of everything. So now it's with Nicky, you know, I'm kind of up there and I got to work with him a little bit. And you know, it's kind of one of those, it's not so much a new role, but it's kind of like stepping into, kind of got to feel like as Teddy's shoes. Now I'm playing tackle instead of the guard with him. But, you know, so it's one of those things, like, I mean, Nicky knows what he's doing, and that helps out a lot, especially just I don't have to go up there and kind of coach him through everything. He knows, so at the end of the day, we can communicate, and we're on the same, I guess, wavelength with our heads and how we're thinking and everything up there, so that's good.
So I've talked to so many players over the years that talk about redshirt junior year is when it, like, clicks. Like, you know, you have your redshirt year, freshman you maybe are a little lost, sophomore it starts to fall, come together, and junior year it's like game slows down kind of stuff. You sense any of that for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, especially like the way you said, I mean, redshirt year, it was like everything just flew by me. Like I felt, you know, especially coming in and being a tight end and playing tackle, everything was a whole different world for me. But I mean, gradually over the years, it's definitely slowed down. I mean, last year kind of was one of those things because I had that, my redshirt freshman year, I had that ease in process, kind of let me get my feet wet before they finally let me take over the reins of tackle. And that kind of, that more paid off for me in general, because I still sit there and I'll talk to the young guys about it. Like the first time I ever went in a game, I still remember the way, like I watched the, I could still just watching the film, I watched my set. I had literally my left arm was like all the way over and like, you know, on the sideline, my right leg was like trying to cover the guy up. So compared to that, I mean, it's the game has slowed down so much more. It's so much easier to think and just, you know, kind of understand what's going on.
All right. And last question is, so who's your dad going to go to games with now? Didn't he ride with Mr. Bentley all the time?
Let's say
he's going to be listening to this. So let's, this is your chance to make fun of him a little bit or say something. That he could, you know, that he'll hear this and, you know, he'll want to, you know, punch you or something.
No, I'm trying to think of something good now. I mean, the thing that baffles me about my dad is, I mean, he always came in on his own. That was one of his big things, but he always met up with his group. So that was Bentley and Monheim and so on, Dudek and all that. So now I think he's going to include Allegretti into the group.
Is that right?
Yeah, but also the rumor is, because my dad went out and had to go buy this massive RV that he's technically not going to drive, supposedly according to the plans. My uncle's going to drive it up. Which, why my dad bought it, I still don't understand. But, so my uncle's going to drive the RV, but now since my dad bought one, there's rumors that everybody else wants to go buy an RV now.
So there's going to be this.
My dad's posse, everybody in the posse wants an RV now.
Rolling up in RVs.
Yeah, now whether it's going to happen or not, that's just the rumors I've heard.
But I will stay on this story. I will follow the RV story to its great end. And we'll see. Okay, I appreciate it, Christian.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.